1039 WDKX is the Wake Up Club with DJ Sight, myself, Rain, and Talent the Comedian. Now, Talent and I were just talking off air about the situation with the abortions and the laws, and how in Texas, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, signed into law on Wednesday the restrictive abortion law that bans abortion after 6 weeks. And there is no exception for rape or incest. So if you were raped or you get pregnant as a product of incest, you have to keep the child. Now, if there's a medical emergency, that's the exception. So now this was signed into law. Now, one day after that was signed into law, which is would be today, the U.S. Supreme Court said it planned to take up a case involving a restrictive abortion law in Mississippi. And this is interesting because now that that case has been signed into law, the Supreme Court is today picking up, says it plans to pick up this case. It's not a coincidence.
Right.
This is all design. And I know you were talking off air and you were kind of breaking down and explaining what's happening or what could possibly happen, especially in 2021 and in the climate that we're in, especially with women empowerment.
Right. Because, I mean, you brought up as an example, one of the newest Supreme Court judge, Amy Barrett. And what I was trying to explain to you is like, you can't understand how she's a Supreme Court judge and feels like, hey, in 2021, women have a place. They should be in a place, whatever the case may be. And she's a Supreme Court judge. Well, I gave you an analogy of, well, you got to understand, it's very similar to the black guy who's kind of successful, who will get on record and say, there's no racism, or things are fair. He don't know what's going on, why people say that or whatever. You know, America's not racist or whatever. The problem is, a lot of the times, more times than not, we are a people of all colors that we take our individual success sometimes and wrap the whole picture around that. Like, we'll say, hey, I'm a judge, or I'm a millionaire, or I'm a mogul or whatever. Things ain't bad. What you're not realizing is you're one drop in the bucket. And right. Because things worked out for you, that one in one millionth guy, things are good. Things are good. How people rationalize with themselves and say, well, how could I get here if things wasn't good and fair? Well, easily, because it's a numbers game. Mm-hmm. If a group of people get inequality and they let one get equality, it makes all the sense in the world to them, numbers-wise. But what you got to understand is the powers that be always had a problem with numbers and the masses. They don't have a problem with individuals. Like, they'll push one or two through a year or 10 years. Same thing. Like, I'm in comedy. We've watched in comedy them pick who the front runners will be and who will get these lanes to operate within. And they'll change it up every decade or two decades, but everybody's not allowed. The masses is a problem. And problem is, we have a microphone, or AKA like radio, a bullhorn, right? And people listen to us. The problem becomes the people who a lot of people listen to. Now you become a problem, because now you're messing with my numbers. You're skewing the numbers as I would have them be. If you've seen the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, that was the whole epitome of that. That Black Panther, there was many Black Panthers, but he was a problem because the FBI at that time, they seen how influential with the numbers he was. And they could see the potential in the future. Like, no, if we let this guy keep rocking, millions and millions and millions are going to listen to him and follow him. We're going to have a problem on our hands. So to back it up, this law right here, I don't believe or understand how in 2021 we could still be even thinking about making decisions over a woman's body. It's got to be her decision. It's not your body. Mm-hmm. No man can naturally do the things a woman body can do naturally. So how are you even dictating and controlling something you can't do? That's like me being the head of bike regulations, and I can't ride a bike.
That is very true. But
he's the head of bike commission in the United States. Oh, that's great. You ride? No, I never rode in my life.
So, but that's my point exactly. And with this situation, just keep your eyes on it and be aware of what's going on and what's happening, because this is a move in my thought. And I'm glad you brought up a couple of things, but in my opinion, This is a move to put women back in their place by certain powers that be. And when you start to see women getting in positions of power, like the vice president, you know what I mean? It's like, we're afraid now. And we see this, whether you're a woman, whether you're Black, whether you're Hispanic, Latino, we see this happening all the time. When you have some people, like you said, it's a numbers game. When the powers that be want things a certain way, and they see that these people are influential, which is causing movement with the masses, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Now we got to check you and make an example out of you so you know your position in your place. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because it's what's happening right now in our community. Right now in Rochester, in our community, folks must pay attention at what's going on. When you have someone that has heavy influence and that is doing things for the people, you start to see things happen. And in New York State too, there's a couple of things that are going on. So just pay attention to what's happening. None of this stuff is coincidental or just so happens to happen.
Oh, hell no.
It's all
by design. It's all by design. And understand something. This is why I say what I say, and I'll never stop saying it. The old people got to go.
Yep.
With America, as far as its government goes and the people running it, we are a contradiction in ourselves every day. We say we need to keep up with the times. We need to change with the times. We need to be ahead of the curve and all these things. I hate to say it, but you're limited of how much of that you can actually do if you still have the same old people. Old people don't change predominantly.
No.
That's where the phrase comes from, stuck in your ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm stuck in my ways. Well, okay, if that 50, 60, 70-year-old guy in your living room is stuck in his ways, what the hell you think that guy in the chamber is? What do you think that guy sitting in that big, important government seat is? He, too, is stuck in his ways. How could you have the Lindsey Grahams and the McConnells and these guys are making decisions on something they don't even do? Yeah, I want to do this with Instagram. Negro, are you even on Instagram? You ain't got one picture. You ain't got a picture of a fruit, a plate of food, a puppy, nothing. But you want to regulate the pictures on Instagram. And this is what's going on in government. There is no more know your place. That right there alone is old school thinking. No, in your place. Know your place. Black people, if you can't relate to that, if you ain't heard that enough, in your place, then you that Black guy. Then you that Uncle Tim. Remember Uncle Tim? Ain't no racism in America. I just got some gas from the gas station yesterday. I said hi to two white people. They bought me a bag of chips. It's all good.
103.9 WDKX. Talent, the comedian Talent, is back in town with the show tonight. Talent, what you got going on?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. We are dedicating tonight's show, which is Jokes and Notes, at 7:30 at the Photo City Improv with the live band and the comedy, and Saturday show back at the Photo City Improv with Coco Brown headlining. More comedy and just comedy. We're dedicating it all this weekend to the late, great Paul Mooney. In honor of his bravery and game-changing antics and comedy presence and importance in this game, we dedicate everything to Paul Mooney. So come on out, hang with us tonight. Doors open at 7 o'clock, Photo City Improv. And if you can't make tonight or you just feel like in a great laughing mood, get tickets for both. See us Saturday night. Saturday, we're going to go a little early with a 6 o'clock show because the weather's still going to be dope. And we're not going to take up your whole night. We're just going to take up a couple hours. So don't take it personal. It's just comedy. It's Talent's Comedy Takeover tonight and Saturday, Photo City Improv. Get your ticket. Go to www.theitsjustcomedyclub.com. You can get them online that easy.
103.9 WDKX. It's the Wake Up Club.